Welcome back to the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life, the podcast. You're listening to Transformation Fridays with Coach Myrna. Today, I want to talk on the topic, 10 Secrets of My Success. Now, a lot of you might think that when someone talks about success, they're talking about financial abundance. But what I want to share with you today is that success is not only financial abundance. We can have success in anything once we feel that we have succeeded in a goal that you have set for yourself. So let's say that you're a mom. You might feel successful because you have children that you birth naturally. Or, you know, you might be feeling you're successful because you have a family. So we can travel all the way to India and one of the poorest countries on the planet. And you might find somebody feeling successful and they don't have any financial abundance, but maybe they, again, their family is healthy and they're eating and they have a roof over their head and they feel successful. So right off the bat, I want to share with you what, you know, Wikipedia says is the definition of success. And, you know, success is defined as the attainment of wealth, favor, or eminence. So the Western Hemisphere or America, when somebody calls themselves successful, you expect them to live in a big, beautiful mansion and have maybe five cars in front of their inner driveway and millions in the bank. But no, that's not what success is defined as. You can have favor with God and feel that you are going in the direction that you want to go in. You might have eminence. And what is eminence? Eminence means that you're successful in your career and you have notoriety. You might have, you know, some people might have even the highest award, but, you know, they have no money in the bank and, you know, that's successful to them. So, let me share with you something that I heard way back and I thought it was really amazing that even though, you know, you might think that you're not wealthy and you're not successful because, you know, maybe your bank account is empty. I heard something that said the other day that if you have a coin collection or you have a jar where you throw excess coins from your purse, that means you're wealthier than 95% of the world's population, because 95% of the world's population doesn't have an extra 5 cents to throw into a piggy bank, all right? So if you have food to eat and roof over your head, you're successful. You're more successful than lots of people in the third world country. Think of Africa, think of India, think of, you know, Guatemala or some of those places that are extremely poor. So, again, like I said, you can be successful if you've achieved eminence, you have a successful career profession, you can have a PhD and be recognized with all kinds of awards and accolades, and you're still living in poverty, but you will call yourself successful and you will feel successful because you've achieved, something that you aspire to be, even though it's not great wealth. And sometimes that is the starting point or the starting place. But in this episode, I want to talk about not only secrets of success in general, but the secrets that I feel that have made me successful. And, I am like most of the people that you ever read about. Because most of the people that you would read about and hear about, the reason that their story becomes so entertaining and so inspirational is because they started off with nothing. They were very poor and then they made something out of their lives. And I'm no exception. I was born in British Guiana, which is South America. And when I was born, Guyana was a very poor country. It is still a third world country. you know, again, we might be moving into a different direction because they just found a whole bunch of oil there. So maybe we're no longer going to be very poor. We will see what happens with that. But, you know, when I was there, and still today, at this point, it is still a third world country and very poor country. And, you know, not too much opportunity there for creation of wealth. Both my mom and my grandmother were domestic servants, and we didn't have much. My dad used the power of education to get us out of poverty, and he was very successful because, you know, he was in teacher's college and went on to get his PhD in London and in his early 30s. And, you know, he felt successful, even though, again, he didn't have much money in the bank. You know, I am right now submerging myself in the book, The Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton. And I'm understanding from Dr. Lipton that genes give us 50% of our character, and the other 50% comes from the environment we grew up in. And looking back, I can say that as a child, because I was the firstborn, I was cocooned in love, and I was cocooned in an environment that kind of nullified the poverty thing. So, you know, and I've heard this everywhere. I'm hearing, you know, as I listen to podcasts and I listen to people telling their story, a lot of kids were saying, you know, I was poor, but I didn't know it. So that's when your parents, you know, make you feel good about yourself. And, you don't even know you're poor until you kind of compare yourself to some of the rich kids, right? So same with me, you know, I was poor, but, you know, other than the place where we lived, you know, I couldn't tell that I was poor because I always had everything that I wanted. And I had a whole bunch of love. And as I will mention to you later, I also had someone that was very rich that was in my inner circle that kind of made me think I was rich too, because he shared what he had. So today I want to share with you 10 secrets of my success. And I talk about these secrets in my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement. And I use those as, you know, these secrets as kind of life lessons, you know, what I took from these secrets and from, you know, circumstances and events that happened in my life. So the first secret that I want to share with you directly correlates to, you know, what happened to me as a child. You know, if you listen to my intro, you know that I was sexually abused as a child. So my first secret is not to become a victim. It's unfortunate that a lot of, you know, women in the Black community has been molested as children, right? And I don't know what happens with that. I think it's because when you're poor, you got to, you know, ask people to watch your kids. And when you have people to watch their kids, then this is where the victimization comes in. But we, you know, we use that story if we were molested or raped or beaten or, you know, had alcoholic parents or whatever it was that you felt that made your childhood horrible, you know, you can use that story to become a victim. And when you use that story to become a victim, it says, well, you know, poor me, I can't do much in my life and I can't achieve success because this is what someone did to me. They took away my innocence. They took away something from me and I can't get it back. So when you become a victim of your circumstances, that stifles your success because victims have no power. And in order for you to be wielded in the baton of success, you have to have personal power. Right? A victim mentality says that someone did something to me and that person has the power over me. Instead, what I teach in my book and how I've used my life is I have become a player. And when you become a player, and I use the analogy of the blackjack game, is that regardless of whatever the dealer is showing, right, regardless of where you are in your circumstances right now, regardless of what you see physically in front of you, you can still play to win. If you've ever played blackjack, you'll know that when the dealer shows a picture card and you've got like a two or a three or something, true, you know, the odds are that you will lose. But how many of you know that you can still win? The dealer can bust out and you, all you have to do is don't go over 21 and you win. It's the same thing in life. You know, you might have been born on the wrong side of the tracks or, you know, something happened to you as a child, but you can bust out of that. You can definitely become a player and play to win. And I have. You know, my story no longer has any control over me. I just mention it as a side note. Don't put a lot of focus on that at all. All right. Number two, don't be defined by where you start out. Rewrite your story like I've done, right? Rewrite your story, become an author. You know, when you were born, you have a born date and you have an end date, but the middle of the book is what you write. You are the director of your life. You're starring in a movie and you can write the script. You don't let someone write your script. You rewrite your script. And I want to share with you two, two things that I want to show to illustrate my point. And one of them is the movie Made in Manhattan with Jennifer Lopez. I love that movie because I'm a romantic and it's, you know, the girl gets the guy kind of thing. But Jennifer Lopez was a maid. And, you know, she met this really fine man who was a senator. And circumstances happened. She didn't plan it, but it just happened that, you know, he thought that she was a very wealthy person. And she kept up that lie so that she can go out with him because she knows that if he knew that she was a maid, that then he wouldn't want to go out with her. Because again, you feel that because you're a maid, that you are inferior, but it's just what you do. It's your job. It's not you. So when she was found out that she lied and wore, you know, the clothes of one of the people that were actually wealthy and staying at the hotel, she was fired from her hotel and from her job as a maid at the hotel. And her manager said something to her that's what I want to share with you. He said, because we serve others, we are not their servants. You know, we just really serve them. It's not who we are. They're no better than us just because they have money. You are not inferior because you were born in the wrong side of the tracks. And maybe you're a maid or maybe you're a janitor, right? It doesn't make you less than anybody. It's just what you do for a living and it's not who you are. Your intelligence can take you from there and transplant you in the land of the riches. And case in point, I wanted to share with you another, movie that I saw. And that is, this was actually a documentary of Sidney Poitier. And we all know Sidney Poitier, he just died and they had some kind of, you know, celebration of his birthday and Oprah was there and everybody was there. And and watching his documentary, because I never actually knew this, watching his documentary, I was surprised to learn that, you know, he started off very poor. In the Bahamas, of all places, you wouldn't think the Bahamas is very poor because it is not like Africa or India or even Guyana. It's the Bahamas. But yes, he was very poor. And he said that when he first went to Nassau, he saw how the other side of people lived and he was amazed. He'd never seen lights. He'd never seen running water. He'd never seen a toilet flush. You know, he never even went to school, right? And then somehow somebody sent him to live with one of his family members in Miami. And when he moved to Miami, he recognized that Black people there were treated as, you know, garbage. You know, he was told that he couldn't go to the front door. He had to go around the back door to deliver. cops would harass him and call him the N-word and all that. And and he, of course, felt that very, very inferior. So, you know, he did what a lot of Black people did at that point. They moved to New York City, to Harlem, where all the Black people were, and they were successful Black people. And he got to see how successful Black people lived and how, you know, they had theaters and they sang and they, you know, they owned businesses and things like that. So it was a beautiful thing. So, but one day he just saw somebody was looking for an actor and he thought, well, you know, I'll try my luck at that. I think at the time he was washing dishes as a dishwasher in a restaurant. So he went to act to try his part out. And the guy says, you will never become an actor. You know, you sound terrible with your accent or whatever it is that he was putting him down. And he decided, well, you know what? I am going to prove him wrong. So what he did, he decided to teach himself to read because he didn't even know how to read. I think he went to the third grade, right? Didn't know how to read. He taught himself to read by reading the newspaper and then got rid of his accent by mimicking a radio personality. And he went on to become the first African-American to win an Academy Award and star in the most iconic films. And the great thing about it is that diction and that speech is what got him there. Think about it. People were laughing at the way he spoke, and he changed that. He changed that by studying someone that spoke perfect English and had perfect diction. So he rewrote his story. So again, regardless of where you start off in life, you can always rewrite your story. It is not where you start out, but where you end up. Again, that's one of the secrets of my success. I rewrote my story. Number three, you need to develop an abundant mindset. I mentioned earlier just now, when I was a child, my parents were very poor, but I had a wealthy godfather and I spent a lot of time at his house and he treated me like one of his grandchildren. Because of my association with my godfather, I never wanted for anything. When I became an adult, this abundant mindset helped me look at life as a glass half full instead of half empty. You know, I knew that this world was abundant and that anything I wanted, I can have it, right? I immigrated to Toronto, Canada at 17 years old. And because I had this abundant mindset, I immediately got a job at a bank. I had no experience at a bank. After a couple of years, I decided to go to college. And Canada is a country with lots of benefits. You know, they sent me to school for free and paid me unemployment insurance and paid for my schooling as well. And when I graduated from college with a degree in computer science, I decided to go sell computers because I understood that that's where the money was. Selling or sales is where the money is. It is still the most lucrative profession in the world because you have no limit to what you can make. When you have an abundant mindset, you look at the world as having everything you need and you don't see lack. And because of this, you attract abundance into your experience. So yeah, my abundant mindset helped me to become successful. Number four, unleash the power within. As I mentioned, after graduating from college, I took a job selling computers. A couple of years into selling computers, my company received an invitation to attend a free seminar with Tony Robbins called Unleash the Power Within. How many of you know that everything you need to be successful in life is preloaded into you at birth? Joel Osteen says it best. He says, we are all like a luxury sports car. We come preloaded with all kinds of luxury features, and all we have to do is to read the manual to figure out how to work them. Right? So we're preloaded with everything we need, but guess what? We never tap into that power. So when I went to that Unleash the Power event it opened up to me my preloaded characteristics. I went into that seminar as a salesperson, and I came out of that seminar an entrepreneur. I unleashed my power within. 2 months later, I started my own limousine service and went on to become the largest female operator in Toronto, Canada, and winning the Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Yes, I'm still an entrepreneur. Yes, I love, you have to have an entrepreneurial mindset to succeed in life. You can't just work for the man. You can't just go get that paycheck, because that paycheck is going to be the same every week. An entrepreneur, sky's the limit, right? So yes, you have to have an entrepreneurial mindset. And that's what I unleashed. All right, moving right along. Secret number 5 to my success is persistence. Never give up. Never, ever give up. If you have a goal or dream, never give up on it. My favorite mantra is, if you build it, they will come. Just keep building. Just keep hitting that anvil every day. Just keep doing what you need to do. And guess what? Sooner or later, you will become successful. I've had several goals and dreams that I stuck with and never give up. In my book, Out of the Snares, A Story of Hope and Encouragement, it reads like a suspense novel as I gave details about achieving my dream of becoming an American citizen. I never give up on that dream. I never give up on that goal. It took me 3 tries and 10 years, but in the end, I became an American citizen. I received this benefit. I also kept looking for love. I've been married quite a few times until I found the man of my dreams. Don't give up. I started this radio show and podcast 7 years ago and kept building and building and building. I knew that I had to put in the time. I had to put in the work. And finally, I have achieved success. So make persistence your top characteristics and never, ever give up on your dreams. Keep them in front of you, right? Write them down, dream about them, give them to the universe. And guess what? Sooner or later, whatever you hold in your head, you'll be able to hold in your hand. All right. My 6th secret to success is to be open to guidance from the divine or your higher self. You have to live consciously and to be in communication with your spirit guide. I know now that the things that we see and the things that we pay attention to is the universe speaking to us and directing us to our purpose. And the way to open yourself up to guidance from your spirit guide is to meditate and quiet your mind. I am most open to inspiration when I wake up in the morning, and I act on all my inspiration messages so as to keep them coming, right? You don't know how many inspiration messages that I've gotten just as I wake up in the morning. It pops into my head. Sometimes it pops into my head during the day. I'm doing something and it pops in. And I know when to recognize them. I know that it just pops in there. It is my spirit guide directing me to what I need to do. And every single time that I heed the messages that I receive, it takes me further to my goal and further to success. So yeah, you have got to live consciously and open yourself up to hearing from God, hearing from your spirit guide, hearing from the universe, because get what? We are part of the universe. It's all one body. And you know, you communicate with it. So that's definitely a very important secret. Secret number 7 to my success is action. You know, Tony Robbins says it best. He says you have to take massive action, but I don't even know if you have to take massive action. You just need to do something. And I'm one of these people who doesn't take years to do things. You know, I get inspiration and I move. I don't sit and dream about it or think about it or make excuses and say it's not the right time. I move. You have to move. You have to have action. I told you that I went to that Tony Robbins seminar and I decided that I was going to be an entrepreneur and I started looking for a business to start. And 2 months later, I had gotten a loan and I'd gotten my first limousine and went on to have a huge fleet. Yes. The same thing that happened when I wanted to, when I became a life coach. One day I was flipping through the newspaper, you know, nobody reads newspaper anymore. So I wasn't really reading. I was just killing time. But again, I was directed to that. I was directed to flip through that newspaper. I flipped through that newspaper and then I saw this girl from my church. So when I looked, because again, something has to catch your attention. I looked at it and under her name, it said life coach. And I said, life coach. Wow, that sounds like something that I should be, right? Right away, again, spirit talking to me. It says, yes, that's what you were supposed to do. Life coach caught my attention. And I was actually reading the book, a book at the time that says, hey, if you want to find out how somebody comes successful, take them to dinner, buy a 5-course meal and get them talking so that you can understand what it is that you need to do to become successful, because success leaves clues. You can read a book and understand. You can talk to somebody. So I did that. You know, I took her to lunch. I says, hey, you know, I would like to take you to lunch. I understand you're a life coach and I want to know more about that. So I took her to lunch and she told me everything I needed to know about becoming a life coach, right? And guess what? 2 months later, I was at the University of Miami registering for my certification to become a life coach. I don't waste time. I act on it. And guess what? 11 months later, right, my company fired me because they merged with another company. And that life coaching job has been my job since then. If I'd sat around and say, you know, hey, you know what? I need to get the money. I need to do this. I'm working full time. I don't have time to do whatever. Whatever excuses that people made, guess what? I would have been fired. I wouldn't have had anything to move on to. You know, my company actually paid for the certification, right? Because I was working with them. And yeah, if you wait, guess what? You left holding an empty bag. So I move. I take action. Everything in life I do, I take action. Whether it's massive action or it's just moving the needle, I take action. Then again, about a year after becoming a life coach, I received an invitation to be a guest on a radio show and talk about this same topic, the secrets to success. The show was aired on WDJY 99.1 at Metro Atlanta. Hype Media Global owned the station and they loved my personality and my content and offered me my own show. The rest is history. The radio show turned into a podcast and the podcast is now a television show. All because I took action. I saw a name. I took action. I talked to somebody. She told me what to do, what this life coaching is. I went and became certified. I got my certification and I moved into the next phase of my life. You can do the same thing too. Don't sit around thinking that it's not the right time. Don't sit around thinking that next year or next month or when you get married or whatever it is that you think you got to wait on. The time is now. Do it now. Take action. All right. The 8th secret to success and to my success is to jump in. Learn as you go. You don't need to wait until you know everything. You take the jump, you jump in. It's a flip side of action. As I mentioned, when Hype Media offered me my own show, I didn't hesitate by saying, I don't know what to do. I had to learn to interview. I had to learn to produce my own show. I had to learn to convert it into a podcast. I had to learn how to write a blog. I had to learn how to edit my own website. I had to learn how to do SEO, et cetera, et cetera. Because guess what? I didn't have any money to pay people, right? So I had to learn to do it myself. And I'm still learning today because every day something new comes along. And every day, if you want to keep growing, you got to keep learning. So you learn as you go along. Number 9, secrets to success and the secrets to my success is practice meditation. There's so many benefits to meditation. But for me, meditation allows me to control my energy and my vibration. Because when you relax your body and quiet your mind from thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future, you're able to concentrate on the now, the present moment. Because everything happens in the present moment, and the present moment is the only thing that matters. But guess what? We are never there. We are never present. And that is why the present moment is really a present. The benefit for me is that I know that when I have positive vibration, I attract good things into my life. And if you want to be successful, you have to engage the law of attraction to bring you the things you dream about. And the only way to do this is to control your energy, control your vibration. And meditation relaxes your mind and your body so that your spirit, which is also your subconscious mind, can get to work. And this is how you become the co-creator of your life. So learn to meditate, concentrate on what you want, because where attention goes, energy flows, right? Awesome. All right, we're getting to the end here. Number 10, the 10th secret to my success is what this show is all about. Transformation of your mind. You have to transform your mind, and I had to transform my mind. And I encourage everybody that's listening to this podcast or reading this blog to look at what beliefs and behaviors that are not serving you and replace them. It's not easy because most of us live unconsciously, but awareness is key. Look for the opportunity in any setback. I'm an optimist. I'm not sure when this started, but I'm an optimist. Optimism is one of the foundations of the secrets to success. And anytime something happens to me or I receive any kind of pushback, I look for the opportunity in it. So what I'm talking about is this: transforming your mind to obstacles. Look at setbacks as when one door closes, another door opens. Don't spend too much time looking in a rearview mirror because you're not going in that direction. As I mentioned a little earlier, I was working for Office Depot, and Office Depot and Office Max merged, and they fired me, and they gave me a great severance package. I had worked for Office Depot for 10 years. With that severance package, I started my own business and went into it full time and never looked back. I had co-workers who wallowed in self-pity. What am I going to do? Where am I going to find a job? I'm 50 years old. Cry, cry, cry. I was past 50 years old, and I revamped myself and started a career, right? I'm not too old. You're not too old. I heard Oprah say it a different way. She said, the sun is always there, even when the clouds are covering it. The sun is still shining underneath. You just can't see it. Always look for the silver lining. If you look for it, you will find it. Live your life with intention. Intention is energy. It's thought. Before you do anything, it first has to become a thought in your brain. Before you can hold anything in your hand, you first have to hold it in your head. So These are my secrets to my success. I hope you make them yours. I thank you for tuning in today to Transformation Fridays with Coach Myrna. I hope that you were inspired to look at success differently. And I hope to see you back here next week, same time, for another episode of Transformation Fridays with Coach Myrna. Until next time, namaste.